Hi, everyone. So nice to see you. So many of you have signed up that I'm truly amazed. And actually, I was a bit overwhelmed trying to reach out of you, and I hope I just did it and got a message to everyone. And someone of you are able to do it live today. So welcome. It's amazing that you are here now. And thank you, Sheila, for initiating this. Because of you, we are here today. You did it great. Thanks again. Yeah. Thank you. And I don't have
You
right.
have.
So I don't have, I'm just myself here, so I'm recording this and I don't have anyone to kind of answering messages during the session. Thank you, Adriana. Thank you. And you know, I'm really looking forward to this session today with great interest because I have never done a biofield tuning session focused on the ass before. And actually, first, I thought I wanted to study the topic and get a bit familiar with it. But instead of doing research, I started kind of receiving messages from myself, and I soon realized that we are going really deep today. I think into those parts and things of ourselves that we haven't wanted or been able to confront. So I'm so grateful and excited to travel with you for the next hour. So I just check that you are muted. Yes, thank you. Great. And I hide that chat. So today, through the tuning forks, I listen to the vibration of the energy field of your ass today. And if there are blockages where the energy is not flowing, the vibration of the tuning forks expresses it and helps you to tune yourself back to balance. And as always, every one of you will experience this session in your own way, based on your experiences and where you are right now, and also what is ready to release. So please don't compare yourself to others. And as I always say, if something what I say doesn't resonate with you, just leave it. Because what I say is that's just my interpretation. And also, if you don't understand what I say, so it's not a big deal, because language of the vibration, it's universal. So your job today, so before we start, I just want to test the fork because I have a completely new microphone. Oh, you don't hear anything. I have to do one thing here. Okay, let's do it again. Very clear, thank you, and great. Yeah. And you can use headphones, and sometimes that can make sound better, and sometimes not. So if you have them, you can just test which one is better. Great. So, any questions before we start? Okay. So, make yourself comfortable. And you can lie down or sit down. And make sure it's easy to breathe And if any clothing feels tight, just loosen it. And when you are ready, close your eyes. Just breathe a little more deeper in and out. And feel how the breath connects you with yourself. And one more time, a little deeper in, creating space, and out, relaxing you. Now you can just allow your breath to flow on its own rhythm and just notice how your breath is lightly moving your body in and out. And right now, there is nothing to do, nowhere to go. Allow your body to relax itself. You can just let it happen. Relax and relax. And just feel how you are connected to everyone sharing this experience. There is a huge power in this group. No matter if you are live or listening to the recording. Just feel the collective energy promoting support, presence, safety. And now you will be setting an intention for safety and trust. And you can repeat out loud or in your mind. During this session, I only process and accept what belongs to me. You can trust that you will receive what you need in this session. And process only what is relevant to you. So your job in this session is just experience and receive the vibration. You don't have to try anything, be anything, resist anything. Just receive and notice what is happening in you, welcoming everything. Just notice what is going on in your body right now and allow the vibration to guide you. And also remember to breathe. So if you're feeling sensations in your body, just notice. Without even naming them. And when you notice thoughts arising, just notice them, No judgments. Just notice. Allow everything you are experiencing right now, allow it to exist. I will change my fork, and you can move your consciousness into your pelvic floor, into your root chakra area. You can breathe in into your pelvic floor. Just allow your inhale to create space and allow your exhale to relax you. And now move your consciousness, awareness into your ass. And also breathe in into your ass a couple times a little deeper, opening and relaxing it. Here it is. Just notice. The vibration is revealing blocks. And remember to breathe. Be present with your ass and let the sound and vibration guide you. And if you notice emotions arising, welcome them. You notice tightness, tension, welcome it. I notice myself's tendency to hold my breath, so remember to breathe. This might be area you have not looked at. Shame, guilt, even fear. Tension. Even alarm, anger. There might be even sensation of distress, anxiety. I take a moment and I place my weighted fork on your sternum, on your chest, and I slide the weighted fork down on your sternum, on your chest. Allow the vibration to penetrate deeper into your chest and release. Release emotions and also beliefs that are holding those emotions there. And I will listen again, feel of your ass. Beautiful opening. Sound is flowing freely right now. As the tension and blockages are releasing, the energy flows freely in your ass. And the vibration is guiding your body's intelligence to guide it back to balance. And again, there is something resisting the flow. Is there something you don't want to show to the world of you? Something you stuff inside of you? What part of you want to hide? What if you looked yourself straight in the eye? Exactly as you are. Kind of naked, unguarded, raw, unfinished. What if you looked in the eye, everything you think doesn't exist in you? Because it's kind of buried deep. What if you now shine a light there? Face everything. Like, this is who I am. Here I am. you want to see yourself? Completely. Vibration is getting stronger. What if you shine compassion to that part of you you don't want to exist? You can go even deeper. Even deeper, things you want to hide, things what are scaring you. The part you may have labeled as kind of even dirty or disgusting. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful connection. So go deeper than you have ever dared. Just take the light with you. Those parts of you, they might be there waiting to kind of immerse into the light, tired of the darkness, shame, guilt, fear. Look deep inside and shine light on everything you still fear or resist. Beautiful. So if you feel discomfort, just embrace it. Kind of slowly soften to the shadows. And each breath brings you closer to wholeness, closer to you. And if you meet resistance, just embrace it. If you meet tension, welcome it. kind of just transforming the heaviness into a light. Strength. If you notice need to control, just allow the vibration flow through it. You may be afraid of losing control and kind of left unprotected. This vibration is kind of asking to your energy. Do you still feel need to protect yourself? You can ask, what would happen if I just let go? If I just trusted my body, my heart, life? Beautiful, beautiful free sound right now. And again, something is holding here the energy. This kind of stuckness here. Even irritation, frustration, anger. Do you feel need to protect yourself? Kind of have your boundaries violated? And remember to breathe with your breath and with the vibration. You may open the stuckness. Just go towards everything you have tried to resist. Closer. Show yourself to you. Really strong, powerful energy releasing. What are you carrying inside of your ass? There is really high charge. Old thoughts, emotional burdens. Past experiences, beliefs. Kind of, what are you stuffing inside? Yeah, it's opening. There might be some cultural, environmental beliefs, beliefs related to your ass. There might be even self-criticism. So is there a voice inside of you that is constantly picking at your flaws, reminding you where you have fallen short? What is not good in you? Pushing you. What if that voice isn't yours? What if you have kind of inherited it from your parents' environment? That self-criticism can feel like control, like a way to keep yourself in line. But does it truly lead you to growth? Or does it keep you locked in the say shame, guilt? Really intensive. Really intensive. What if instead of judging your imperfections, you could see them as parts of you that need understanding, healing? Compassion. Just can you allow yourself to be imperfect and still a whole? Like embracing all parts of yourself that you have been pushing away. Remember to breathe and notice and be present. Strong, strong, clear sound right now. Like here I am. What if everything you have kind of determined as disgusting or dirty? What if it's just thought, belief? I will be moving above your body, above your root chakra. I love that clear, strong sound. And I bring that energy back to you through your root chakra area. All that energy, what has been released today. Back to you, like bringing you back to you. And I hold my fork above your root chakra, allowing that new awareness to become part of you. Part of your whole being. I love that strong, clear sound. And I introduce that new awareness into your whole field around you. And what I want to do now, next, is kind of ground the energy. So kind of connect your ass and your whole being to the ground. So just allow the strong, clear, balanced energy of the earth flow through your ass. So let it balance and clear, open and soften. Your ass, and also your mind and your spirit. That you can face everything within yourself. Even the darkest areas, even the darkest areas in you. And you can walk more freely, more open. And that energy of the earth continues to arise into your whole pelvis area, into your stomach area, through your solar plexus, through your diaphragm, into your chest. Into your throat, head, and above your head, the energy of the earth continues into the field around you. Balancing everything in you. And as you stand in this space of security, you can embrace all what you are. Shadows and light. And the parts of you. You kind of felt shame of. You don't have to no longer hide them, keep them in dark. You can meet yourself where you are. That firm energy of the earth supporting you. It's like saying, here you are, whole, complete, and enough. I will make figure eight above your body. So I use weighted fork, you don't hear anything. So I go around your head, around your feet, and I connect everything in you together, everything in you together, and also everything in you together with everything around you. And I connect your light with divine's light, kind of your will with what is. And I surround your body. Compassion, understanding, presence, and flow. Just notice whatever you are experiencing right now, just notice. And welcome everything in you. And you can thank your ass for everything it has shared with you today. Send love and compassion to that part of you you may have not really kind of met. Let's repeat that Ho'oponopono. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. Thank you. And breathe in a little deeper. And breathe out into the ground. Breathe in and out through your ass into the ground. Just allow your whole being to stay firmly connected with Earth and its infinite support. Thank you. When you are ready, when you feel so, you can move your arms, your feet. And open your eyes and come back into that space where you are. Thank you, Rachel. And today I would love kind of some kind of feedback, maybe later, because this is really first session for us. And I was thinking that it might be interesting if someone would feel to do kind of cleansing, even enema, and see what happens. I don't say do it, but if you feel so, it might be a really, really great thing. Thank you, Adriana. I think there was so much in us that we could do like three sessions. Thank you guys. I had a big emotional release. This was beautiful. I hope they add an ass session to future well-fucked woman. Yeah, honestly, I have ever even thought to do tuning to ass ever. And now I just think it's amazing. It's area in us where at least I have not really looked at, and I felt a bit disgusted to it, and just kind of give attention to that part of me. Yeah, thank you. It's Shiwambu enema. Oh, that's, I have done it too. It's really powerful. Oh my god. Oh my god. Yeah. Yeah. It's really powerful. Yeah. 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 Thank you. Cried so much in the beginning. Yeah. In the beginning, I noticed myself, even though I was kind of conducting this session, that there was kind of big emotion arising in me. Me too, I cried so much. This was so deep and powerful. So thank you for all of you for kind of inviting me to do that and to look that part of. So I will be sending a recording And maybe even it's night here in Finland right now, maybe even this night, but I'm not sure if I can do it. But at least tomorrow. And I think I will email that to you. So thank you. Take care. Bye.